This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.
Hello and welcome to The Pulse. Today I'm joined by Joe, David, Harry and our producer Meg. And first up, we have a story about the attacks on Paris on Friday that David's going to tell us more about.
That's right. We start, of course, with the events over the weekend in the French capital, where shootings and bomb blasts have left at least 129 people dead and hundreds wounded, with more than 100 of those in a critical condition. After three bomb blasts in the area surrounding the Stade de France, there was a hostage scenario at the Bataclan Theatre in the 11th arrondissement, or region, of the French capital. Around 150 people were in that theatre, including two students from the University of Nottingham itself, Hannah Corbett and Jack Conder, both of whom managed to escape unharmed. Before moving on to discussing parts of this story, on behalf of everyone here at The Pulse and URN as a whole, we wish to express our condolences to those affected by this tragedy. So first off, President François Hollande has told a joint sitting of the French Parliament that France is at war with the Islamic State organisation, who are believed to be behind the attack and have themselves confirmed that they were behind it, although we're still waiting for more official confirmation on that. Currently, France and Belgium have closed their borders, and France is looking to impose a three-month extension on its state of emergency, which it has declared. So do we think that measures like this will help the security? You know, will it improve the situation, or will it just create a climate of fear and that can only make things worse?
I personally think that it's... I don't know. I don't want to, like, criticise anything the French government's done. Obviously, there is an awful time, but I feel that claiming that you're at war is almost giving Islamic State what they want. And I don't know whether if they've maybe phrased it differently, being sort of like, we will fight Islamic State or anything like that. But I personally don't know whether claiming that you're at war with a group of people who clearly wants to antagonise and fight the Western world is the best way to go about sort of dealing with this situation.
But is the problem with that the fact that they've already gone to war in effect? I mean, they've already performed strikes on Islamic State targets. And so by saying you're going to war, I mean, it's a statement to try and, you know, rally the people of France more than it is a statement towards ISIS at all. I think at this point, they're already too far gone to say that they wouldn't be at war. And personally, I think that, David, back to what you said, I'd say it's both. I think that it is going to secure France in a small way. I mean, you know, it does mean that they can lock down and find who performed these acts if they haven't already. It means that they can stop any immediate aftermath, hopefully. But it will create some level of fear, and it will create some level of discrimination towards people who are from Islamic backgrounds. And I do worry about that, and whether that will spread into neighbouring countries such as us in the UK.
I think you risk getting caught up in the kind of fear mentality that the US was caught up in after 9/11, where you get stuff like the Patriot Act, which involved kind of high levels of infringement into people's personal security. But obviously, I think there's, you know, I imagine people around France might actually, you know, support this notion of we have to retaliate, we have to do something about this. Because, you know, it's similar, yeah, again, drawing comparisons to 9/11, that, you know, the whole country wanted to do something about it. And it's whether or not the politicians kind of get carried away with the amount of support they will have for measures like this.
Yeah, so like you said earlier, that basically France is already kind of at war with Islamic State. And again, they have been bombing them for quite a while, as well as Islamic State saying these attacks are reportedly in retaliation to the bombing that they have been doing in Syria and Iraq. And it is odd that that they haven't already said that they've been kind of at war, but I see the point of the message. But I don't think, you know, with the Charlie Hebdo case as well, there was a lot of discrimination heading towards, you know, Islamic communities already. And it was serious, but it wasn't widespread necessarily. But I'm not sure. I think the France is coming together, really, no matter what creed or religion or race they're part of.
So at 11 a.m. this morning, a gathering of students met on Portland Hill to mark a minute's silence in memory of these attacks, as well as others in recent weeks. These coincided with commemorations around the world, which were held at midday in Paris. One of those involved in setting up this gathering was Alix Gaboud from the popular table. And she told The Pulse, "I'm overwhelmed and very happy by the response. It just warms my heart to see such a response, and unity is precisely what we need in these times." There are many predicted events and calls for some sort of action to be taken in the next few days, including at a football match which was not expected to go ahead between England and France, held at Wembley Stadium in London, where England fans are encouraged to join in the singing of the French national anthem as a moment of solidarity during the match. They're also considering replacing the usual human flag formed by fans holding up coloured cards of the St George's Cross with the tricolour instead. There were commemorations held across Nottingham this morning and across the country. Did you guys take part in any of those? And are you planning on, or are you aware of any further events taking place?
I personally haven't taken part in any. I think if there's any during the week, I feel like I will probably go to one. I think there's like, I saw an event, I think it's a vigil on Thursday, I think, in Market Square. So I may go along to that. I know that my brother is currently at university in Manchester, and he went to a vigil yesterday as well. So I know this one's going along, but yeah. I haven't been to any yet.
I mean, I'm in a similar sort of position where, like, I full respect for everything that happened, and, you know, I do want to give my support, but for me, it's just I wasn't able to attend the one this morning, and I don't know whether that will change, because it's essay season for some of us. but, I mean, in general, I think that the fact that they're going ahead with the England versus France football match, I think is very brave from a player sort of standpoint, that they're, you know, after what happened. I mean, there are some players for the French national team who did lose family in the attacks. Lassana Diarra, for example, had his cousin killed during the attacks. But the whole 23-man squad is still wanting to go ahead with the match, which I think, I'm not sure whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, but either way, I do give them full respect for their bravery in that situation.
I would say that was a good idea. Like, obviously, I don't want to be eating my words later on this week, God forbid, but I think when stuff like this happens, the main thing that you have to do to show people like Islamic State that they're not going to win is to carry on as you would. So I think had this football match been cancelled, it would have been sort of almost like showing them that they can affect us and they can bring us down, whereas if you carry on just as you would, it's almost sort of, it's again, it's standing together, it's being divine, it's saying, no, you won't break us, and we will just carry on with our lives as well as we can.
Well, that's an interesting point about continuing on regardless of the threat that's essentially there, because a few weeks ago, 224 people died in that Airbus that was bombed in Egypt, and we've not really seen the kind of same gravitation of people towards the cause and remembering it and talking about it as much as this in France. And in that airport where it was at, they cancelled flights. Loads of countries said, you know, don't go on these flights and don't travel to this place, you know, and we're gonna, you know, really big up the security there. So it's quite interesting that we are still going ahead with big events like this. I think that they still should go ahead with the football match, but it's surprising to see the different incidences of terrorism and the different reactions to it that actually arise.
I mean, could that just be because France is something that's so close to home? I mean, people regularly go to Paris. There were English people at this event, at the Bataclan. And in general, I mean, it's something that perhaps we find closer to us because it was in a metropolitan area. It was people who were just, they were just bystanders. They were just going to watch a concert. Yes, obviously, when you get on board a plane, you have as much of an expectation. You don't expect anything bad like that to happen.
Yeah.
But I think because it's in such a big hustle and bustle city, because we're so London-centric here, it's something that hits us so much harder than a plane crash or a missile hitting a plane, etc.
Is that right, though? Because in a sense, the terrorist attack that we had, you know, a good old month or so ago, that more people died in that. And just because they're not that close, and we seem to have taken less action on that, but but more action on this. Where do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I mean, simply on a moral basis, I agree with you that we should be mourning any of these situations, whether it be an attack that brings down a plane over Egypt, whether it be an attack that occurs in Pakistan, or whether it be an attack that occurs in France. We should care about them all as much. But at the end of the day, I don't think that
we've not seen that much solidarity between people with both of these cases, which is quite a surprise. What do you think?
I think it's different. Like, obviously, I agree with Elliot on a moral basis. We should care about everybody the same, and these attacks, which happened a month ago, should be the same. But I feel like with other countries, we don't, as a country, we don't have the history that we have with France. We've gone through two world wars with France. Like, our relationship with France, whether it be positive or negative, because of our proximity to the country, has gone back hundreds and hundreds of years. And I know, for like, it's weird, but for me, I can get to Paris in a quicker time than I can from home, than I can get to Nottingham. It's the proximity and sort of the shared history, I think, which makes when something happens to people in France or Spain or any really of the more Western European countries, or indeed America, it's that shared history which sort of, not rightly so, I'm not in any way endorsing this, but it does sort of, I think that's why it hits home more for people in the UK, because we know them better. We're more familiar with their culture. We're more familiar with them.
I think even in the modern era, I mean, we have that shared culture because we're part of the EU together. We're part of NATO together. There is this joint alliance where, you know, if we're going to go to war, France are there by our sides. Whereas, you know, something that happens in Pakistan is something that is a bit far away from home for many of us in the country. Obviously not all of us, but for many. And something that happens between for Russian people over the top of Egypt, again, it's something that is more disjointed for us, as again, they're not members of the NATO, they're not members of the EU. And so this idea of there being more community and more solidarity in relation to the France incident is because France has those connections that Meg was already speaking about with America, with the UK, but obviously with the rest of Europe as well. Whereas other countries like Russia, like Pakistan, like India, they don't have that same sort of movement.
I think it's interesting as well how this discussion has actually come up on Facebook in light of people changing their profile pictures to commemorate the bombings. And personally, I don't view Facebook as a kind of platform for conveying my feelings to something like this. But I think, you know, a lot of people found it quite inspiring how, you know, lots of people came to do this. But then, of course, there came a wave of backlash of people saying, well, you know, there were bombings in, I think it was Beirut and other places as well. Why aren't you changing, you know, your flags to that? Why aren't, you know, national monuments lighting up, you know, those flags instead of the tricolor? And so I think it's interesting how there's almost a kind of reception of the reception to these attacks. And it's almost a little bit depressing that we can't unite around one single thing, that people have to tear other people down for their choice of doing this. And I did find one interesting alternative where someone's profile picture, they changed it so that it had a collection and a kind of amalgamation of tons of different flags from all over the world, because, of course, you know, there's been so many of these incidents around the past year. I thought, you know, maybe if you're going to do it, maybe that's the best way to do it.
This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.